Hi, listeners. It's Lillian Cunningham here. If you're looking for another series to listen to after Constitutional, check out my latest podcast. It's called Moonrise. It reexamines the story you thought you knew about why we went to the moon. I dig into newly declassified documents and presidential records, closed-door political deals, the Cold War nuclear arms race, and even the history of science fiction to tell a new story about space. It's one that's darker, but also truer than the story you've probably heard before. And it has a lot to tell us about ourselves as Americans and as humans. Take a listen to this trailer and subscribe on your favorite podcast app or at washingtonpost.com/moonrise. You can binge the entire series available now.
Its conquest deserves the best of all mankind. And its opportunity for peaceful cooperation may never come again. But why, some say, the moon? Why choose this as our goal?
We all recognize this.
And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain?
One of the most iconic American presidential addresses of all time.
Why, 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon.
A masterpiece of politicking.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills.
This speech is the classic explanation you've heard for why we went to the moon. Why, for a decade, the United States invested billions of dollars into racing the Soviets to a desolate rock spinning around our planet. The reason President Kennedy gave? Because it was hard? A challenge? That's not the full story. Join me on a reporting journey to uncover the real why behind that decision. The full story is twisting, complex, dark, wild. It has so much more to tell us about the America we live in and about the dreams and nightmares of being human on this earth. You'll enter a world of declassified presidential documents and once secret recordings like this.
He thinks, and I think, that space may be one of the things, if you approached it secretly and without too much fanfare in the open, that you might possibly have some kind of
agreement on.
Sir?
Agreement on.
Yeah, well, you and Khrushchev might be able to come closer together on this than many other matters.
Yeah.
A world of space historians.
The dream of going to the moon really is a lot older than people think.
Astronauts.
Yeah, I said, no way we're going to do that. We sort of hoo-hahed, you know, and all of us in our squadron.
Presidential biographers.
I mean, the three presidents had very different impacts on the program.
And archivists.
Good things come to those who wait. The whole process of declassifying information is complex.
You'll also see how the dawn of modern science fiction pushed us toward a new science reality.
And so we, in a real sense, we science fiction writers and readers, helped create the present world.
You've probably heard a lot about the Apollo mission, the details about how we landed on the moon. Now, find out why we went there. I'm Lillian Cunningham with The Washington Post, and this is Moonrise. Available now. Subscribe today for free wherever you get your podcasts and find out more about the launch at washingtonpost.com/moonrise.